Carol Kleckner always loved dogs, so after she moved to Alaska, it wasn't surprising that she eventually became a competitive musher and ski juror. Kleckner's longtime partner, Don Kiley, says 20 years ago, sled dogs left at the Fairbanks North Star Borough Animal Shelter were considered rejects, and many ended up being put down. But he says Carol decided to give one a try.
To take a chance on this young husky, beautiful, beautiful dog. And Pippi ran wonderfully, amazingly well. And that really got Carol thinking, well, wait a second. You know, if these sled dogs supposedly are just no good, they have some sort of insurmountable problem. Well, Pippi contradicts that completely.
Kylie says the experience led to regularly test running small groups of sled dogs from the shelter.
And Carol would write up about each dog after each of those runs and put them out to the various dog mushing lists, 80 May list and Sled Dog L and the Two Rivers list and Second Chance League and the Ski Drawing Club and so forth. And that's when a lot of people started looking at the sled dogs at the shelter.
Kleckner and some other local mushers started the Second Chance League, a nonprofit focused on finding homes for sled dogs turned in at the shelter. Kylie says that involves assessing, sometimes rehabbing, and then finding a good adoption match, things he says Carol had a knack for.
It was just such a deep empathy with the dog that she could just pick up the clues and signs and just kind of know.
That ability and a lot of work resulted in numerous adoptions over two decades.
Carol was directly involved in saving the lives and finding permanent homes for well over 500 dogs.
Carol was above and beyond. Carol, in the last at least 10 years, was Second Chance League.
Veterinarian and former Borough Animal Control Officer Gene Olson says Kleckner was committed to getting dogs to new homes no matter what.
When you see a dog and they come in, and if they're in poor condition or mentally unstable, you just go, oh, something is horrible happened to him. But she just said, all right, well, you know, let's just figure out what we can do to help this dog.
Olson says that perspective led to the shelter shifting away from the past practice of regularly euthanizing sled dogs. Kleckner continued to work with shelter sled dogs and maintain a blog providing detailed descriptions of those available for adoption until shortly before her death. An effort is in the works to gather and share stories about Carol Kleckner and the dogs and people she brought together. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.